Bottled liquid sunshine. Well, that's a description of maple syrup. And that's what you get in the maple syrup and maple syrup products from Great River Maple, this month's Iowa Farm Bureau Renew Rural Iowa Award winner. Now, maple syrup is an ancient sweetener that is derived from boiling down sap from trees. Lots of sap for little amounts of syrup. Meet Dan Potter, operator, along with his family, of Great River Maple in Garnavillo, Iowa. Dan's farm is decades old and has morphed from early whiskey making to dairy to tapping maple trees. He tells us the farm's background.
Early on in the farm in the 1800s, they made whiskey on the farm, and then they made maple syrup to make a better whiskey. And then we just, after that kind of went away for a short period of time, we refired that back up. The family got interested in it, and we had the well go out, and we had to pay for the well, and so we went back to making maple syrup to take care of that.
Talk about the volume. I want to kind of put a perspective on the scale. How many acres of trees do you have? How many trees do you put taps into to make maple syrup? And then what is kind of your yield?
Every year the yield kind of changes. So we're looking at a couple hundred acres of trees here, and that's a total of about 8,500 trees. And when a tree gets up to production, this year was about a 60 to 1, maybe a little more, 64 to 1 yield. So it took 60 some gallons of sap to make 1 gallon of syrup. So for a total this year, we collected 183,000 gallons of sap.
How long is maple syrup season?
Usually starts a little prior to the 1st of March, so a little bit in February and a little bit through April, just into the first few days of April usually. But it can vary. Their shortest day season has been 12 days, and our longest season has been 8 weeks.
Talk about from the time that drip leaves the tree until you put it in a bottle as syrup. How long a process is that?
Usually that's the key, because if you want to make that as fast as possible, when it leaves the tree, it goes right into a drop line. From a drop line to a lateral line that moves it down through the woods into a feeder line, which then heads them all towards a tank. That tank, as soon as it hits that tank, it is immediately pumped underground back to the sugar shack. At the sugar shack, it's filtered 7 different times, run through a reverse osmosis, pumped back up overhead to a tank that feeds the evaporator, through the evaporator in less than about 26, 27 minutes, and then it goes right through there. It goes through a high-pressure filter press. That filter press cleans the syrup, and then we go put it right into stainless steel barrels.
Now, you mentioned earlier that this year it took you 64 gallons of sap to get a gallon of syrup. Does that change?
It does. It changed. And there's so many variables. Like this year, we had no frost in the ground whatsoever. So as soon as the trees could turn on at even 17, 18 degrees, they were producing sap, and they were producing a large amount of it.
And I asked Dan what products his 8,500 or so maple trees made.
Okay, you'll see Grade A Rich, that's the bulk of what the tree make. It's a warm, buttery finish to the syrup. That's the tree produces that. Then there's a Robust, which now is a more hearty flavor, Robust syrup. And the tree fluctuates even by the hour. It can make Rich and Robust in the same hour. And we have to be very much on our wares to know which one it's producing. Then there's a Commercial Grade used for wine, whiskeys, and beers. There's a Delicate Grade, which is very light. We use to make maple cream with. And maple sugar.
Well, what's your footprint? I mean, how far out does your product travel from Garnavillo?
You know, I guess that maybe be best described in the amount of farmers markets we run. You know, we go Dubuque, Davenport, St. Louis, down the eastern side of Iowa.
St. Louis is a long ways down the eastern side of Iowa.
Yeah, it's actually out down the other side. But once you get started south, it's hard to say no when people want your syrup. So we keep going. And then Kansas City, we have a place there where we sell syrup. You know, and a place where we store syrup so we can deliver it to stores. And then, you know, up through Omaha, and then Palmer's and Sioux City, they have our syrup up there, and across the top of Iowa all the way back here. And Winona, Minnesota has it, and a lot of places in Wisconsin as well.
Great River Maple was nominated for the Iowa Farm Bureau Renew Rural Iowa Award by a representative of Cirrus. Mark Reinig is with Cirrus. It's the Center for Industrial Research and Service at Iowa State University, and he's worked with Dan and Great River Maple for many years.
This is a great family-run maple operation, been aware of this for several years. I only live about 12 miles away from here, so that's been high on my radar list. But this is something that we like to promote with Farm Bureau as a locally owned entrepreneurial business. And they've grown exponentially over the years, and we see great things ahead of them in the future.
What kind of impact does an operation like this have in the surrounding community?
There's a lot of people that are employed part-time and some full-time. There's a lot of name recognition for Northeast Iowa, and it's starting to build that trade area for the sugar, the maple sugar, and what they do with the product that they bring out of here. Yeah, it's not something you see every day. It's making product out of a natural resource that we've always had, but now it's bringing that to a commercial side of that and really making a profit with that.
Great River Maple, Garnavillo, Iowa. You can find them online at greatrivermaple.com. This month's Iowa Farm Bureau Renew Rural Iowa Award winner. More coming up on The Big Show.